Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, distributed by Style Teakle. Echoes from the Caverns is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Style Teakle. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Update of the Avatar, number 71, from May 2, 2014. We have released 5 perspectives and released 6 revisions. Benefactor, Baron City Home. Founder, Teachable Emotes. Recruit a Friend Emote. Dev Plus Crafting Table Unity Asset Pack. Castle Stone Arena Basement. Rustic 2-story with Loft Village Home. Wooden Plaster 3-story Village Home. Blade of the Avatar Novel Chapter 20. Alienware $20 Pledge Upgrade Coupons and Upcoming Events. Well, the Mad Hermit is at it again with updates to the Village of Reclusive. Thirstyle reports, if you missed it last time, I talked about this. The Mad Hermit did a cool thing. He created a Unity playground using Soda assets, including houses he had the assets for so that people can play them 24/7. He calls this village of his Reclusive. You can take a video tour or go play in it yourself in your browser in Unity. It's really awesome. You can play it at www.themadhermitgaming.com/soda/villageofrecluse.html. There is a bookmark for it as well here at thecaverns.net under Tools Miscellaneous. Here is a special thank you to community member Timelord, who wrote a beautiful write-up of encouragement for the podcast. As a spectator, I can say that it's truly wonderful how much heart goes into this type of expression of art, for it's not the labor of the writer that seems such a challenge, as much as the display of it in an online-styled art gallery. It's like seeing something that has never been seen before, as I'm sure each man's breakthroughs in expression and display have been. Breakthroughs are not easy, unless you're just sailing a ship that happens to hit something, yet this new venue to art is the cutting edge of man's modern display. Here, the production manager reaches into the abyss, where there was nothing before, and extracts from his broadcast painter's palette things of one art, and paints it to the more broad canvas that he himself has created for others to enjoy. As a spectator, I have been wondering how to express in gratitude, as I have found myself these last few weeks as awestruck, as I'm sure anyone that sees a UFO might be. I have just never seen anything like this put together. Here in this PM, I've been privileged to be an observer, watching the stage manager, the actors, the writers, the stage props, all go up and around, all in their very busy individual ways. My mother was a singer and an actress when I was young, and she still is, and I couldn't help but to remember the same feeling as I've watched you all here. The feeling I had as a small child when I'd be sitting all alone in the theater, watching all of these strange artists all doing their individual things, all in an effort to put on something that others would come to marvel at with their applause. Anyway, I'm still very awestruck by it all, with not much to say about it because I'm too busy being awestruck by it all and enjoying every minute of it. I guess that's why most of mankind has just shortened any long comment to bravo. And bravo to you, Time Lord, for the wonderful writing and words. Navigation through New Britannia is a great new post by Darkstar after so much outcry over the paper map we first experienced in R4. Darkstar writes, as many of you have noticed, our current version of the map looks different than the videos of prototypes we showed off during the earlier stages of our project. It was also the first time many of you got to interact with it, and the functionality of it was less than what was in the videos of prototypes you had seen. The combination of art style, change, and lack of some of the expected functionality caused some concern, which is completely understandable, Darkstar continues. The experiment with the cloth map solution solved a lot of problems we ran into and hoped it would be a change that the community would embrace. But that was not the case, as we've seen. We have heard your feedback, and we are in the process of trying our best to recreate what was seen in our prototypes, but to a higher visual quality. We will need to delay other features and content while we do this work, so expect more schedule changes to R7 and beyond. Thanks so much, Darkstar, for the update and the support given to the community concerns. That's all for today on the newscast. I hope you enjoyed it. I would appreciate any feedback on ideas for the newscast as well. It is a short recap of the week's events, and expanding the length of the newscast would be awesome. Background music composed and provided by Stephen J. Goldman of Four Leg Records, titled Shroud of the Overture Part 1. Very good work, and I love the piece. Also, a great thanks to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast. I couldn't do it without you, sir. You're very awesome. And a special thanks to Amber Rain for rebroadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith with Echoes from the Caverns.